Yerushalmi Masoros corresponding to Bavli Bechoyos Daf Yud. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Amud Beis at the beginning of the new Perek, Perek Ha'ike Shesalim. The Mishnah says, Ha'ike Shesalim Miteich Sheloi Benetele Seich Sheloi Potter. Lokak Mochuba Lekalka Potter. Lokat Lishlech Lechaveroi Potter. If one uproots saplings in his property and plants elsewhere in his property, he's exempt since they're not complete. If he bought them whilst they were still attached, then he's exempt, as a sale only obligates completed produce. If he collected them to send to a friend, he's exempt. The Blaz Ben Azariah Oimer, Im Yesh Kiyotzeba, Behu Nimkoyim Bashuk, Hoye Elu Chayavim. The Blaz Ben Azariah says if such produce is being sold in the marketplace, then he is obligated. Ha'ike lefes esnoinois betech sheloi v'notei lesech sheloi lezera chayev mipnei shehu goyonam. If one uproots turnip or radish from his property and plants them in his own property, if he replanted for their seeds, they're obligated since this uprooting is their completion. But salam sheheshuishu ba'aliyah tau milatamei nafar aleihem et mapoides v'hein megulim hoi elu kunatuim basadeh. Onions that took root in earth on an upper floor, if they had become tummy, they become tohor. If a building fell down on them on the upper floor, but the leaves are uncovered, they are considered planted. And the Gemara says, Ha'ikesh salim mitrich sheloi chulei, ve'aboru b'shem b'rishimun ben lokesh v'ki v'hi, v'taninan tamon noita min ha'goyrin, v'zoyrea upot min ha'maisas, ad shimurech divrei Rabbi Akiva. Ve'aboru, quoting Rabbi Shimon, said, he first brought the Mishnah that taught that if one uproots saplings in his property and plants elsewhere. This is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, as the Mishnah in Maseches Peah teaches that he may take from the threshing floor and use it as seed and be exempt from tithing until he smooths the pile. These are the words of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan divrei kolhi moedim chacham Rabbi Akiva b'shesalim. Rabbi Chiya quoted Rabbi Yochanan and he disagreed. He said, no, the Mishnah follows all opinions. The chacham agree with Rabbi Akiva about saplings. Ma ben chitim ma ben shesalim chitim gemar malacha shesalim einon gemar malacha. What's the difference between wheat and saplings? The wheat is complete, the saplings are not complete. And Rabbi Akiva agrees with the Chacham about the Mishnah's case of turnip and radish that they are obligated since they deteriorate when they are replanted. The Chitim Einam Pseidim, the Gemara asks, don't replanted wheat kernels deteriorate? Chitim Yesh Lahem Goyin Acheres, Elain Ein Lahem Goyin Acheres. The Gemara answers, wheat has another threshing floor, so they have not avoided being tithed, but these do not. Lokat l'shalech l'chaveri potter, rav amar hu osur l'chol. The Mishnah taught that if he collected them to send to a friend, he's exempt. Rav said that he may not eat from them. Rav simi amar koimi rav yoisi, b'shem rav acha, mad amar rav b'shechniso l'chotza, b'shmira, k'rabi meir. Rav simi said to rav yoisi, quoting rav acha, that rav was discussing when he brought it into a protected courtyard. Like the opinion of Rimea earlier in the second perek, an acquisition and also a protected courtyard establish an obligation to tithe, even for produce which is not yet complete. Amr Rimana, Masnisa Amakain, Lokach Mechub Lekalka, Potter, Habatol Eshchayev, Man Islei Mekach Tova Reperish, Lenigma Malachdan, Loi, Rimea. Rimana brought a support, which is a price that supports this idea that the Mishnah is like Rimea, that if he bought produce attached to the ground, it's exempt. However, had he bought it detached, it would have become obligated through the acquisition, even though it wasn't complete. Who has this opinion? It's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehudahi, Ratani Kein, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, b'shem Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Afa Shalech l'chaveru, Atanin, b'shisilim, b'chavilei tilton, l'yechol adjiaseh, sheken derech b'nei adam, m'shalchem l'chavreihem, t'volim, b'dvarim halalu. Rabbi Chiya, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that the Mishnah taught from Elazar ben Azariah that if such produce is being sold in the marketplace, he's obligated. And this follows Rabbi Yehuda's opinion in the Tosefta in Masas that says that Rabbi Yehuda says from Elazar ben Azariah, even if one sends his friends olives from the Ma'atan, which is the vat where the olives are left to soften and warm, shoots and bundles of fenugreek, the recipient shouldn't eat them until he tithes, as people send tevel, these types, to their friends. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Oimer, afilu lechaveh sheshilach lechaveh, Sarach la'as. Rabbi Shimon Lakish says, even if a chaveh sent to another chaveh, he has to tithe. Chevaya by Nicha Amaoritz Choshud, Chaveh Choshud. Chevaya asked that for an Amaoritz is understandable, but is a Chaveh suspected? Am Rabbi Yosef Echi Amaoritz Gabi Truma Lav Kachavehu, Elekin Inagu B'nei Adam Yosef Meshalchim Chaveyim Tvalim Medram Halalu. And Rabbi Yosef answered that isn't an Amaoritz like a Chaveh concerning Truma? Rather, it's not about suspicion. People send these things to one another in a state of Tevel.